I imagine this is a conversation that's just getting started here on The Takeaway. It was the same date as the March on Washington, August 28th. The same location, but a very different voice addressing the crowds at the National Mall. Not Martin Luther King, but Fox commentator Glenn Beck.
We as individuals, if we want our country to survive, we must begin now to look at our own selves. We must be individuals of faith, individuals of hope, and individuals of charity. When I first put this together in my head, I thought it was supposed to be political, and I had to announce it for some reason. I went down to Florida. I just felt I had to look people in the eye and tell them what we were doing. And
so Glenn Beck had a dream, I guess, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, let's not go there.
He did, though. That's the irony.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
Did, yeah.
Well, and I'm sure a sincere dream. The rally was called Restoring Honor. At least 80,000 or more people attended. We're not really sure on the attendance.
He's saying what, it's like a half million?
Yeah, but that's it's not that's as him. Many as half a million. We're pretty sure of that. But it was a lot, and our listeners have a lot to say about it.
This is Mark Hirschberger from Rockland County, New York. And, with all due respect to those who went, it left me very, very uneasy. Beck is attempting to appropriate the imagery and the virtue of civil rights movement and the high point of the civil rights movement with MLK's speech.
This is a conversation we got started with you, and we want to continue it with you. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253. But let's actually go to two people who are at the rally. Dr. Alveda King is a pastoral associate of Priests for Life and niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She actually spoke at the rally this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
Also with us is Karen West, who is a Glenn Beck fan from Virginia, who attended. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Dr. King, let me start with you. When your initial reaction, when you heard probably months and months ago that this rally was going to be held on the same day as the March on Washington in the same location as your uncle's I Have a Dream speech, what was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction was the same as it remained, because my uncle had a dream that black people and white people would get along, and that Protestants and Catholics and Gentiles and Jews would join together. And so when Glenn said it, knowing my uncle as I did, and I knew him very well, I got married the year after he died, right before my dad, Reverend A.D. King, was killed. So when I heard it, I said, wow, this is just good, especially with this being the 21st century, and now we're dealing with civil rights of the unborn babies in the womb, and that's the work I do at Priest for Life. So I felt very excited about it. I felt good about it. And I said, this time I'll actually get to go, because I was a young girl, about 12, when he did it before. So I was excited about it from the very beginning, and I remained so all the way through.
Well, Karen, I understand that you went to the rally dressed up as Uncle Sam, right?
Yes, I did.
Do you consider yourself to be a member of the Tea Party?
Yes, unofficially. I'm not an official member of any Tea Party, but I certainly...
I don't think anyone's an official member, Karen.
Yeah, well, that may be true, but I have certainly been energized in my enthusiasm for my country by a lot of the things that I've heard the Tea Party stands for.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, Glenn Beck very pointedly said that this was a non-political rally, and certainly it felt to me watching it that it seemed more like a revival than a political event. But what was the purpose, do you think, Karen, of the event?
For me, the purpose was to energize the people of our country to become participants in what's going on today in America.
Well, Dr. King, let me ask you, and let me play for you in a moment a comment from Al Sharpton, but I'm wondering if you find any credibility in the arguments that it's not fair to kind of use the trappings of the March on Washington and the passion of those who supported your uncle for a different purpose. Here's Al Sharpton.
You can't have a march telling government to leave us alone and say you're reclaiming a march where they came to appeal the government to protect us.
And you may have heard the comment from our listeners saying they're uncomfortable with trying to use some of the trappings of the civil rights movement for Glenn Beck's rally. Do you find any value to that argument?
Well, the value to that argument, my uncle's dream was never that the government would protect us, but that God would protect us and cause the hearts of those who govern to come back to him and follow God's guidance. And the civil rights movement was founded in faith, just like this country was founded in faith. You know, our money still says in God we trust. And the song that my uncle and my father, Reverend A.D. King, sang, God is on our side, we shall overcome. We are not afraid. And so government is not our protector. God is our protector. And Glenn at the rally was saying, return to God. And so that was very consistent with what I know the civil rights movement was about.
Well,
I was a member. I marched. I went to jail. My home was bombed. And so I'm very clear on what was being said there. And that was in line. Martin Luther King Jr., my dad, Reverend A.D. King, Daddy King, my grandfather, the work I do at Priests for Life today, very godly, prayerful people, that is consistent with the message of Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. The March on Washington, though, was hoping to get government officials to pass things like the Civil Rights Act and the National Voting Rights Act, which they ended up doing. Many people say the March on Washington helped get that done. But let me go back to Karen and ask you what you think the actual steps are. If this was a rally to get people to rally to do something, what is the action that you are now going to take, having come away from the rally in Washington? What will you now do?
I think what I'll do is talk to my friends and talk to my family about the importance of participating, of being aware of what's happening in the country and in your town. And I feel like I was a young white girl going into the 10th grade when Martin Luther King spoke. And I can remember it. And I felt at the time that he was speaking to everybody in the country. Mm-hmm. I don't think that any one race owns Dr. Martin Luther King.
Well, that's
a
question.
He was a man of the people.
That's a question to take to our listeners as well. That was Karen West, a Glenn Beck fan who attended the rally. She's from Virginia. And we also spoke with Dr. Alveda King, a pastoral associate with Priest for Life, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. Thanks so much.